some weeks back I shared with us about how living in the tabernacle of Jesus, that is to live in the in His grace and in His truth every day. We said it, living in tabernacle of Jesus was to let Jesus dwell in you by living according to the Word of God. And really that is the essence. We can look at that in different dimensions. And in doing this, we fall, we fail, but His grace picks us up and restores us. Remember what we shared the other day, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So the word is not to condemn us, it's to sharpen us, it's to equip us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Living in the tabernacle of Jesus is to have the revealed character of Jesus. And I singled out three. That's being lowly. Jesus said, I'm lowly of heart. And also being meek and being obedient. Lowly, that's not arrogant, but just lowly, meek and obedient. Living in the tabernacle of Jesus, as I shared, is living a life of holiness. Being transformed by Jesus' holiness. It's a call to daily communion with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today I'd like to take this a little, explore this a little bit further by looking into what Scripture reveals to us about the heart of Jesus. I think if we can understand the heart of Jesus, or at least a bit of it, since we're not capable of fully understanding God and His heart, that will shape how we approach our engagement with the Holy Spirit. When we know the heart of Jesus, then we know His objective. We know, in a sense, why, how he's thinking, how he's feeling, what his preferences are. And knowing the heart of Jesus is an invitation to intimacy. It's an invitation to His grace. An invitation for us to line up, to align with God's divine will. Because His heart will be His will. It means we begin to allow His love and His wisdom and His presence to be with us at all times. We are reminded of His love and at all times, and His wisdom is always there to guide us. And this will shape every aspect of our lives. Abiding in the heart of Jesus, living in the heart of Jesus. I want us to just explore that a little bit today. There's only one scripture in the entire New Testament. There's only one scripture where Jesus speaks about His heart. Who else or who better to know the heart of Jesus but Jesus Himself? So let's read what Jesus said about His heart. Matthew 11, verse 29. Matthew 11, 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. To live in the heart of Jesus, we need to understand what His heart represents. The heart of Jesus is a heart of love. His heart that beats with love, that beats in love, that beats for love. His love is unconditional and is for whosoever. The love of Jesus for us is sacrificial. He places us first. He sacrificed himself out of love so that we might have better life, so that we might become alive. Hallelujah. Amen. So that we will not perish. He sacrificed himself. The love is unconditional. The love is sacrificial. And guess what? It's unchanging. It's unchanging. It is forever. For all the promises of God and his love are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Romans 5, chapter 8. Romans 5, 8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. While you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. How much more will he do for you? How much more will his heart beat for you now that you have accepted him? Living in his heart begins with accepting and embracing this incredible love. We accept it. Accept that Jesus loves you unconditionally. There is nothing you can do that can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus, in his heart. Embrace this incredible love. It's a heart of love. Secondly, the heart of Jesus is a heart of compassion. A heart of compassion. Jesus was compassionate. He had compassion. He had people who hadn't eaten, he had compassion on them. The blind, he had compassion. Everywhere he went, he had compassion. Even on the cross, he still had compassion. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. He had compassion. All true. Throughout his ministry and beyond. Until today, his compassion remains. It's the heart of compassion. Jesus was moved by compassion always. He healed the sick. He fed the hungry. He wept with those who mourned. Living in the heart of Jesus calls us to share in that same compassion for others. We should share compassion. We should have compassion for others. And I pray today that as you receive this word, God will again enlarge your heart and pour in his compassion. So you'll be able to manifest the same compassion to others. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thirdly, the heart of Jesus is a heart of obedience. It's a heart of love, it's a heart of compassion, and it's a heart of obedience. Jesus was obedient to the Father. That's why he went and died on the cross. In the garden, remember, he prayed. Scripture says his sweat was like blood, and he said, Father, take this away from me. Take this away, if you can take this away from me, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And he went and he took that cup of suffering in obedience. In obedience. It's no wonder Paul in Philippians 2 verse 8 states, Philippians 2, 8, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death. Even death on a cross. You know, scripture says, cursed is he who dies on a tree. But Jesus, in obedience, humbled himself to that point. He was obedient. To live in Jesus, in the heart of Jesus, is to walk in obedience to God's will. Knowing now what this characteristic about the heart of Jesus, we can now move into how we can live in the heart of Jesus. Knowing that his heart is a heart of love, it's a heart of compassion, it's a heart of obedience, how do we live in his heart? Firstly, we abide in the heart of Jesus through prayer. Through prayer. Prayer connects our heart with his. Prayer. Prayer without ceasing. Philippians 4 verse 6. Philippians 4 verse 6. Paul writes, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Prayer invites us, takes us, and keeps us in his presence, in our hearts and our minds. We come into the hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. We abide in his heart through prayer. Through prayer. Pray without ceasing. Be quick to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also, we abide in the heart of Jesus through his word. We abide in the heart of Jesus through prayer, and we abide in the heart of Jesus through his word. What is his word? The Bible. The Bible. The indisputable word of God, the Bible. Meditating on scripture, reading the scripture, memorizing the scripture, applying scripture, checking our lives against scripture. That's how we abide in the heart of Jesus, because the word of God is Jesus himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 119, verse 105. It's a famous verse. Which if there's one more verse that you have to commit to your heart, let it be this one also. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word of God is a lamp for your feet. It's the light to show your path. We abide in the heart of Jesus through his word. Thirdly, we abide in the heart of Jesus in and through the community. Not in our own isolation. The heart of Jesus was not isolated. In John 3:21, Jesus said, John 3:21, but whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Clearly seen by who? The community. Others. abiding in the heart of Jesus is not just in his private place. Yes, there's a place where you go to call unto him, but to abide in the heart also is in the community. So also Jesus said in Matthew 5:14, even more clearly here, Matthew 5:14, Jesus says about you, that you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. But understand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. There's always a reference to being seen by others. By who? The community, others. Living in the heart of Jesus means we reflect into the community. Our light shines into the community. We light up the community by living in his body, in the church. We reflect his light. We light up the community. His heart, the heart of Jesus is about the community. We abide in his heart. We abide in it together. There's a collective. We abide in his heart together, supporting one another in faith. Hallelujah. Amen. We should not hide his light so that we carry in us. We shouldn't hide that light, that beacon of hope for others also. But instead, we have to place it on a stand, so that it can illuminate our communities, so it can be a beacon to our communities. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We abide in the heart of Jesus through prayer, through his word, through our communities. Abiding in the heart of Jesus is to live in a way that glorifies God. Not to draw attention to ourselves. No, no, no. And I understand and I appreciate and I think I know it can be difficult to live in a way that is compassionate, that is humble, that is meek, that is obedient, that is generous, that is always forgiving. It's not natural. That's not the natural man. That's not the contemporary man. That's not the way the world operates. But that is the heart of Jesus. And if we live in the heart of Jesus, we can be all these things. We can be compassionate. We can be meek. We can be obedient. We can be generous. We can be forgiving. The Holy Spirit, which has been sent to be with us, has been sent to us to help us. It is the Holy Spirit of God in us that helps us, that enables us to be able to live in the heart of Jesus. If we are being honest, abiding in the heart of Jesus, as I've shared, is not easy. But through Christ in us, we can do all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Distractions, sin, worldly pressures, peer pressures, can pull us away. But the Holy Spirit in us, the Holy Spirit in you, gives you strength to overcome all these obstacles, gives you wisdom to know how to go. Living in the heart of Jesus is a way of life that should be continuous, daily, never ending, always trusting in his grace and love, always knowing that there is no condemnation for you in Christ Jesus. So when you fall, you pick yourself up, forgiven, that's the heart of Jesus. Compassionate, that's the heart of Jesus. He is the one who never left one behind. He's the one who had 99 saved, only one missing, and he went and looked for that one and brought that one back. And he was so happy for that one as he was for the 99 that didn't wander away. That is the heart of Jesus. That is the way we also should live, in that heart, with that same heartbeat. And as we abide in the heart of Jesus, we will find peace. Amen?
Amen.
We will find purpose. And we will find the power to reflect His light to this world. Amen?
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank You. Let us pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank You for inviting us and enabling us to abide in Your heart. Teach us to live in Your love, to walk in Your ways, and bear fruit for Your glory. Help us to overcome the distractions and challenges that pull us away from You. Let our lives, Lord, reflect Your heart to our communities in need. In Your precious name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.